Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everyone, this is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Compliance News. The Daily Compliance News is an offering of the Compliance Podcast Network. March 30, 2019, the Sacker Family Sued Edition. First up, an extraordinarily interesting article from the Financial Times about Wirecard, the German company that has fallen into trouble around its payment processing in Singapore. Well, it turns out that the company's half of the company's resources, or rather revenues, come from partner companies. And at least in the Philippines, there's a vivid mismatch of supposed scale of some of the payments to the modest reality on the ground, i.e., it turns out a large number of these entities are shell companies. So it's unclear how and why all of this occurred. Nevertheless, the third-party payment process has turned out to be much more porous than it may have originally looked. Next up, the attempts by PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, to get a new board of directors on board has run into a buzzsaw of criticism by the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, as he has charged PG&E has tried to stack its board with hedge fund financiers interested in prioritizing quick profits for Wall Street over public safety. Apparently, PG&E has not really put safety at the top of its attempts to get new board members, and certainly not compliance as well. Next up, as bad as you may think your company is, apparently Nissan was as bad a place to work as it can be, or it could have been, rather. And under the reign of Carlos Ghosn, he was arrested, jailed, and stripped of his titles at Renault-Nissan. And it was due to the Japanese fear that that Renault would take over Nissan, but also the imperial nature of his rule clearly showed that he would brook no discussion, no negative, no questioning. It was an imperious boss who few have dared to object or raise any doubts about any of his business efforts going forward. It's certainly not the way to run a company, and as catastrophic as the failure was for the company, it's even more catastrophic for Ghosn personally. And finally, the Sackler family has been sued personally, or in their personal capacity, by the state of New York. It is for alleged fraudulent transfers of money from Purdue Pharma out to the Sackler family so that they could avoid having to pay out money for OxyContin lawsuits. It began more than a decade ago. Some of the emails that were produced as a part of the lawsuit are just horrific in terms of the Sackler family blaming the addicts for their own addiction and saying that there was nothing wrong with OxyContin. So this is a new legal front that's open, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out going forward. As we near the end of March and move into April, I hope you are awaiting the start of the baseball season as much as I am going forward. This is Tom Fox. If you have any ideas for the Daily Compliance News, please feel free to email me at tfox@tfoxlaw.com. I'd love to hear from you. As you may know, we've had several new offerings on the Compliance Podcast Network. One of those includes Popcorn and Compliance, where Jay Rosen and I take a look at compliance through the lens of movies, both current, contemporary movies, and classic movies. Also premiering in December. And finally, Mary Shirley and Lisa Fine have premiered their new podcast, Great Women on Compliance. I hope you will check that out. It's a great podcast series. We have several other offerings that are in production that will go live, hopefully in Q1 of 2019. I hope you will check back to see the offerings on this Compliance Podcast Network.